Track 9, and now we're back to new stories. Major motion picture to be filmed on Moore. A major motion picture starring Hollywood A-lister William Dafoe is to be filmed on Dartmoor this autumn after planners gave permission for two temporary movie sets to be created near Widdicombe in the Moor and Postbridge. Mega movie producer Universal Studios is behind American director Robert Eggers' historical thriller Werewolf, which is set in 13th century England. Mr. Eggers and his creative team were responsible for the gothic horror film Nosferatu, released at the end of last year, which brought in nearly $180 million at the box office and was nominated for 4 Oscars. Werewolf will also star Lily Rose Depp, daughter of Johnny Depp and French singer-actress Vanessa Paradis, and Golden Globe Award winner Aaron Jackson-Taylor. Cast and crew will swoop into Dartmoor for 11 weeks and boost its economy from hotel stays, restaurant bookings and taxi patronage, Dartmoor National Park Authority's Development Management Committee heard. Members unanimously supported temporary use of land to the north of Sharp Tor, Widdicombe in the Moor and Assicombe Hill, south of Fernworthy Forest at Postbridge for filmmaking with associated sets, supporting vehicles, parking, access and storage. The film sets will involve temporary medieval-style buildings and farmsteads being erected. Access to the Sharp Tor site will be via a temporary aluminium track once traffic leaves the B3357 Ashburton to Two Bridges Road. The area is set within a Middle Bronze Age landscape of archaeological importance and is a site of special scientific interest. Parking and services for cast and crew will be within the existing car park at Fernworthy Reservoir for that part of the filming, and the set will be accessed by tracks within Fernworthy Forest. Planning officer there said there was no planned disturbance of the land, but there would be a watching brief by archaeologists. The applicants, Mirage Pictures Limited, will be required to return the land to its former condition within 6 months. Traffic controls will be set up to hold up general traffic for 10-minute periods on the main roads while filming is live, some of which will be after dark to avoid headlight disturbance. Filming is usually allowed under permitted development rights, but not in national parks or other designated land. Officers said approving these applications would be a departure from policy, but they were considered acceptable because of their temporary nature and various conditions being met. Devon County Council Highways, however, had raised an objection and asked for alternative access measures to be put in place for Sharp Tor location. Public access to the immediate film sets will be restricted during their use and security staff will be present at all times, but people still have access to nearby footpaths. They may just be asked to stop for a few minutes while the cameras are in motion.
Winter Initiative seeks to boost visitor numbers. Devon residents are being urged to explore their county this autumn and winter as the Devon Days Out on Your Doorstep campaign launches for the second year. The initiative, run by Visit South Devon, offers discounts at dozens of attractions, restaurants and accommodation providers to help keep visitor health numbers healthy during the quieter months. Joe Butler, General Manager at Visit South Devon, said the campaign was created to support local tourism businesses from the end of September through to February. This campaign is all about supporting our tourist attractions, hotels and venues through the quieter months. It encourages residents in Devon to experience all the fantastic things to see and do in the area, she said. Last year's debut proved such a success, with around 40 to 45 offers coming in from businesses and a new database of local people created for future marketing. Businesses noticed more visitors coming through, extra PR on more local people visiting, Butler added. She acknowledged that persuading people to venture out during the colder months can be a challenge. Supporting attractions is vital because they're what makes South Devon special. We're encouraging locals to use them and even buy gift vouchers or annual passes for Christmas, she said. The campaign runs until the end of February, and while some dates carry restrictions, all the details are available in the downloaded voucher pack. Transport provider Stagecoach is again partnering with Visit South Devon to promote the campaign. Marketing manager Sarah Clark said buses are a natural fit for encouraging discounted days out. We're delighted to be working with Visit South Devon again for the Days Out on Your Doorstep campaign. Our buses connect attractions across the region so we can help raise awareness of the offers and get people there easily, she said.
Salvation Army launches Toy Appeal. Christmas planning has already started for the Salvation Army in Newton Abbot. The festive season has begun early for the Christmas Toy Appeal, which this year is hoping to reach as many children as possible. Salvation Army staff and volunteers have joined forces with the Works Store in Newton Abbot to kickstart the appeal and help make an unforgettable Christmas for local children in need. Last year's appeal, which saw generous residents donate toys, helped 700 youngsters in the area. Major Nigel Byrne from the Newton Abbot Salvation Army went along to the Works Store to start the appeal. Together, they are committed to making this year's toy appeal the most successful yet. The campaign aims to ensure that every child in need in the community experiences the joy of receiving a new toy on Christmas morning, especially those who might otherwise face a disappointing festive season. The appeal encourages the public to donate new toys, which can be dropped off at the Works in Newton Abbot. Additional collection points include Tesco's in Kingstainton and Newton Abbot, the Salvation Army on Union Street, and Nurse Plus, also on Union Street, just a few doors down. Financial donations are also very welcome, direct to the Salvation Army. With the community's continued support, this year's Toy Appeal promises to bring smiles and festive cheer to many families across Newton Abbot.
Police to host community surgeries. Police in Teignbridge will be hosting several surgeries this month. Officers from the Ashburton and Chudley policing team will be holding events in Ashburton, Bovey Tracy and Buckfastleigh. From 11am to 12pm on Friday, October the 24th, officers will be at Ashburn Information Centre before relocating to Buckfastleigh Town Hall for a 1pm to 2pm surgery. And from 10am to 11:30am on Tuesday, October the 28th, officers will be at Bobby Tracy Methodist Church. It is a chance for you all to tell us what your concerns are, to report crime and antisocial behaviour, and ask for tips about how you can keep yourself safe, says a spokesperson for the team.
Devon makes best leaf peeping destination list. Devon has been named amongst the best leaf peeping destinations in the country. Leaf peeping refers to the activity whereby people actively travel to observe and photograph the colourful foliage in the autumn months. The South West County came fifth on the group accommodations list after having analysed thousands of holiday rental booking inquiries through its platform for autumn 2025. And the company's managing director, Ed Morn, singled out Dartmoor as one of the best leaf peeping destinations. Dartmoor's appeal in autumn is all about contrast, Ed said. You have dramatic granite landscapes alongside river valleys, which can make it feel almost mythical when it's exploding with colour. Derbyshire topped the list, with Yorkshire taking second and Cumbria third.